This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to check in with some of our Marketplace beat reporters and what they're watching for next year. This year, we saw some sci-fi worthy technology, drones, virtual reality, new mobile payment systems, all pretty cool stuff that a lot of us haven't ever used. So what technology is likely to actually change our lives in 2015? Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson is here and has some ideas for us. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Adrienne.
So 2015, the year in tech, it is the year of what?
Well, I think for many of us, it'll be the year that we still don't get wearable technology that we've all been talking about, but the year that we actually get a lot more location-based information delivered to us via those devices that we love so much, our smartphones. I want to throw a number at you, 527 million people. Can you guess what I'm referring to?
The number of people who want new phones this holiday in their stockings?
Probably at least that many. This is the number of people estimated to have a smartphone in China.
Wow.
And China's an interesting place in this regard because a lot of people are now starting to get more advertising to their phones. They actually think that for the first time ever in 2015, more money will be spent on mobile advertising than on television advertising. Hmm. And this is proof that people are just using their mobile devices more and more. And hopefully, we'll all start getting more useful information delivered to our devices that's actually based on our location.
So that's happening in China. Are we going to see more of that here?
Absolutely. So we're already starting to see some interesting things happen in the U.S. A lot more public Wi-Fi is popping up. You may have heard a bunch of subway stations in New York. They just added 40 stations that they're going to put public Wi-Fi at in New York City. There's 10,000 phone booths in New York City that they are now going to turn into public Wi-Fi hotspots. And this sort of thing, as it expands in urban areas all around the world, means that we're going to be connected and more effective. Effectively connected, not just by our, you know, cell connection, but by Wi-Fi all the time. Phone companies are now giving us more data, and that means actually that we're going to get advertisements delivered to our phones that relate to the places around us. And I think that could be a good thing.
What's that look like? I mean, actually, walk me through this.
Picture this. You know when you look at that, I don't know, that pair of shoes on Zappos and then it follows you around with the help of cookies on the internet?
For me, this is a pair of pink suede loafers, Ben.
Exactly.
I have not purchased it. And they follow me everywhere.
They follow you whatever website you're on. So imagine a version of this that happens in the real world. So maybe you're looking for pink loafers that are suede, or maybe you're looking for a pair of pants, as I was the other day at the Gap, and they're sold out online. But
okay.
Maybe I'm walking down the street or I'm walking through a mall and I get a notification on my phone that says, hey, remember that those pair of pants that you looked up in your size? They're at the store that's right around the corner. And I think as consumers, we're going to start to see more of this kind of information delivered to us. And it's actually going to be a good thing for us.
As long as you don't mind the fact that people know that you were shopping online, that information is tied to your cell phone number and that they're going to ping your cell. As long as you're comfortable with all that. That's great.
Yes. Yes. There is a creepy aspect to this. And, you know, we do have some control where you can actually turn off notifications or location reporting on your phone. And, you know, it's totally understandable that some people don't like that and they have the power to change that. But like I said, I don't know if you really want those pants, you know.
Good news for you. Everyone gets pants.
We hope so. In 2015, more pants for everyone.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech. Thanks.
Thank you, Adrienne.